Today, President Clinton appealed to all involved in the Middle East violence to return to the negotiating table to resolve their differences. The U.S. appears to have been taken by surprise by the unrest that's erupted. Administration officials from Secretary of State Warren Christopher on down have been working the phones furiously with leaders of both sides to try to end the violence. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The Clinton administration is clearly alarmed by how swiftly and murderously violence has exploded in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. It is so wary of doing anything that might make matters worse that administration officials are displaying extraordinary caution in their statements so far. This afternoon, it was an obviously disappointed President Clinton who appealed from the White House to all involved, in his words, to end the violence and again use the same negotiating process that has brought them so far.
The events of the past 2 days stand out precisely because we have made so much progress toward peace in these past few years. Violence was becoming the exception, not the rule. The overwhelming majority of Israelis and Palestinians want peace, and they have been doing the hard work to build it. So again, let me say, I ask both sides to end this violence, to get back to the business of peace, to implement the agreements they've reached, to resolve their differences through negotiations.
The president declined to respond directly to a reporter's question challenging the wisdom of the decision to open the tunnel under the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. But Mr. Clinton did implicitly criticize the Israelis when he said the U.S. was hard at work trying to prevent unnecessarily provocative actions. The State Department today reinforced this impression, even as its spokesman Nicholas Burns sought to dispel it. Burns called the violence horrible, horrific, and shocking, and hinted, as administration officials had done yesterday, that what happened this week was not based on the wisest of decisions.
We don't believe it's particularly helpful for either side to introduce new issues into this very, very emotional situation. But nonetheless, the United States will not be making any statements of blame today.
Burns said that Secretary of State Warren Christopher and U.S. Special Middle East Envoy Dennis Ross have both been on the phone continuously over the past day to leaders of both sides. Ross spoke to Palestinian Authority President Arafat and Christopher to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Burns would not divulge the substance of their conversations, but he did suggest that the U.S. had made its views quite clear in private. He did, though, take pains to point out the concern of the U.S. that armed Palestinian police had been involved with Israeli soldiers in prolonged gun battles.
There's no question that the participation of Palestinian police on one side, Israeli soldiers on the other, complicates the situation. It is new. Our images from the 1970s and 80s and the early 90s were of Palestinian youth and Israeli soldiers. There's now a different dimension that has been brought to the fighting in the streets, and it is very troubling.
Although administration officials have generally declined to say what steps should be taken to ease the crisis, Burns did hint at what might occur. He said the U.S. would look favorably at a quick meeting between Netanyahu and Arafat. That's very important anytime it happens, Burns said. And Burns took pains to point out the State Department's favorable reaction to a proposal put forward today by Jordan's King Hussein. King Hussein has suggested that the Israeli government close the tunnel that had opened on Monday, and then both the Israeli government and the Palestinian Authority enter into immediate discussions to form a commission to study the problem of the tunnel and each side's concerns about it. It seems clear that the U.S. is urging solutions like this on Israeli and Palestinian leaders, and the U.S. is taking a particularly negative view of any international attempts to inflame the situation. The Arab League today in Cairo lashed out at Israel for this week's violence, and the Arabs are looking to bring the issue before the U.N. Security Council. But Burns said this is not the time to engage in rhetorical debates on soapboxes. Better, he said, that leaders on both sides in the Middle East sit down and solve their problems. This is Mike Schuster in New York.